Homer's Life from Nigel, it's time for this week's Hard Man Newspapers podcast.
Hello, I'm Andy Dalrymple, and welcome to this week's Hard Man Newspapers podcast, Almost Live from Nigel. This week, fast food, Manx meat, and professional golf. To try and give you a taster of this, and some of the other news that has been hitting the headlines in our print titles, and of course online at iontoday.co.im, I'm joined by newshounds, Sam Turton.
Hello.
That was very theatric. I enjoyed that. And Jess Ward.
Hello.
Welcome, guys. You're decidedly chipper considering it was the Awards for Excellence last night. Now, I know why I'm feeling like rhubarb. It's because I've got a newborn son who doesn't like, thinks sleeping at night for wimps. But you two obviously were on the old Prosecco train last night, I presume, wasn't it?
Probably Sam Moore. So, Prosecco man over here.
You get a reputation, don't you? I don't drink Prosecco. I had a few too many of the alcoholic shandies.
So before we discuss that, we should just say Katie's not here. It's not because she's incredibly hungover. She's actually ill, which is quite rare.
She didn't even make it to the awards.
No, she just went home earlier in the day. So get well soon, Katie. I'm sure Mrs. Kitchen is looking after you up there.
Sending hugs.
Is her dad going to have to do the courier round then?
Maybe,
There you go. But yes, so we'll talk about the Awards for Excellence. Good night.
Yeah, it was a solid night.
A solid night.
It was really
good.
They're
going to use that on the poster next year. A solid
Awards
night.
For excellence. Solid.
Yeah. Julia Bradbury was the hostess with the mostess.
Oh, absolutely. She was incredible. She just kept things flowing, and yeah, I think I'm a bit of a fan.
What do they call it? A fangirl.
Yeah, I'm a fangirl over here.
And Sam, the other Sam was an extra special guest, Sam Barks.
Yeah, I know. It's good to have somebody else that famous for the name of Sam to pop along.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, she was magnificent. Laxey's own, Lonan's own, of course.
What she sing? Lady Isabella? Did she sing that song?
No, Sam
Keep turning, turning, turning. That one, no?
On My Own from Les Mis.
Oh.
And she was spectacular. Mm. Everybody was just in such awe of her. Mm. And because she was a surprise guest as well, she came out and everyone was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, it was really good.
She was that much of a surprise. I'm doing a piece with the Treasury Minister's notes, and he's had to cross out a big bit of it and write in, it's great to have Sam Parks.
Yeah.
So he's just like, clearly going, oh, I just didn't know she was coming. And he's got bits where he's writing down about John Rhys-Davies.
I was going to say, that was the other celebrity guest, wasn't it? John Rhys-Davies, Gimli was there. You were his minders last night, weren't you, for a certain extent?
Yeah. So we went and collected him. Sam was a chauffeur.
Did you have a hat?
I was going to wear a hat, but Trudy told me not to.
she thought it was maybe a bit too much.
And how was he? Good fun?
Yeah, he was really interesting. Found out a lot about him and his background, I guess.
Did you ask him about sliders?
Yes, I did.
And?
He was actually saying he wanted to get it back on the air, but he doesn't think it'll happen. And then he started going on about various different stories about why he wanted to get fired when he was last doing it.
And what about, did you ask him about Indiana Jones?
I did, yeah. He said the first one was great, of course. The third one was magnificent because he did a Sean Connery impression.
Oh, wow.
He was like, Sean Connery can do anything he wants. He was just like...
Of course, he did his Gimli impression, which I was very buzzed about.
And have you got him nailed on to come into the podcast?
Well, we're working on it. We don't want to go straight in, you know. You're going to become chums.
Oh, I suppose you don't want to become too keen. Yeah, you play it cool.
Sam did get a video interview with him, so
sort
that's pretty
of.
Good.
What happened was, see, years ago, when he was doing his banking in Barclays, my mum used to do his banking for him.
Right.
So I was going out of class and, oh, I don't think you remember what my mum said. When I see, I've got to say hello. Who's your mum? Said hello. And he went, oh, of course, damn good woman. Damn good banker as well. So we recorded a message for her.
Oh, right, and did she listen to it yet?
Yeah, yeah.
And what
she probably made up. Oh, she sent it to all of her friends.
Maybe we could do a sideline in John Rhys-Davies greeting cards.
You know? That's great.
You can get that online, like, for $50. You can get, like, former actors and, like, you know, these celebrity sort of things, which I only found out about because when I was looking at Sandbox's Twitter to try and find things about she's doing this show in Japan, she's doing chess.
Yeah.
She has a link to her page on it. And from there, you can go on, and there's all these people, like, people who are in the bill and stuff. It's really weird. You can pay, like, 50 quid and they'll do a birthday video. And Heather from EastEnders.
Oh, wow.
That's
peak, isn't it? Yeah. I remember I looked at... do you remember Dave Benson Phillips? He used to Get Your Own Back, which was a great children's television programme when I was growing up. He was charging 300 quid for a personal appearance.
Oh, and
for one of my mates' 30th, I thought of the rest of his chip in. That's an actually achievable dream. That, you know, we could get Dave Benson Phillips to maybe turn up in his old puffer jacket from Get Your Own back.
What celebrity? What's the best celebrity we could get for the least amount of money to come
that
over?
That sounds
and do
like an amazing sort of investigation, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, good challenge.
Yeah, I think we should look into that. Right, before we move on with the news, we've had a postcard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, which was actually hand-delivered.
Oh, was it? So it wasn't...
But it has been written out, so it's a lovely picture of a boat, and it's from St. Lucia. So I'll let you... Are you going to read it?
No, read.
Yeah.
Oh, Jess?
I've got to say, this is the most neatest handwriting I've ever come across. It's beautiful. Okay, so it says, "Hello, Isle of Man podcasters. In sunny St. Lucia..." I can't even say that.
Lucia.
Lucia. "At the minute, 30 degrees sunshine every day."
You make it sound like a disease.
Yeah. "Dreading coming back to single figures, but missing the work bants and the lunches." You often go and get lunches, don't you? Is it noodles?
It should be noodle day, but I don't know if we're going to do it or not, because, of course, Trudy bought us breakfast, so
Sausage bat, was it, this morning?
Mm. I had the breakfast box I needed.
Some people had McDonald's. Oh, yeah. I could smell that. It was amazing. And then it says, "Hope my fan heater is back in its rightful place. Love always, Danielle."
Now, that suggests there was a fan heater controversy. Controversy.
Controversy.
Easy for me to say. This is where the 4 hours sleep's kicking.
Yeah.
Is that someone been having away the
I think that right now somebody's feeling quite hot under the collar about all this.
Oh, sounds like a mystery.
It could be.
Mm, there we go. Well, maybe we could elaborate on that next week if we can find out who's been pinching the fan heaters.
So that was from Danielle, who of course is from our advertising side.
Yeah, you look like you questioned that. Of course she is.
I did, I questioned myself there.
How long have you worked? Are you aware of the other half of the room?
It's been a long few hours.
Any other highlights from the Awards from Excellence? Of course, all this will be covered in the Examiner.
You guys are working
away on that at the moment.
Yeah, chipping away at that. So there'll be a big page about the Lifetime Achievement Award winner, who of course was Raymond Cox, mm-hmm. who is just, well, pretty famous in the parish walk circles.
Yeah.
And we've also been covering all, like, live coverage is out on our website, iomtoday.co.im, but also on our social handles.
Our socials were on fire last night. Hat tip to everyone who's seen
it. Grace was on fire with it.
And the stories.
Producer Emma too.
Yeah, so if you go onto IOM Newspapers rather than our podcast account, there's loads of stuff on there, isn't there?
Yeah, so that's at IOM Newspapers.
So that'll wet your whistle for the Examiner, Sam?
Who's doing the Ray Cox one?
I am.
If you don't have the headline, "Everybody Loves Raymond," I'm going to be so disappointed.
That's so good. Yeah, that might actually fit as well, because I'm struggling. I'm going to try that.
You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel.
Right, on with the news. It was a big story on the front page of the Examiner this week, and it's about KFC and Starbucks moving in next door, Sam.
Yeah, well, we're going to complete the set. You know, we've got McDonald's, we've got... we've got Pizza Hut down the road, of course, so we're going to have the whole fast food song now.
Yeah.
McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Pizza Hut.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I even know the moves. So, yeah.
He's not lying, he just did.
So, yes, KFC and Starbucks are moving in next door.
Mm.
The planning permission has been granted. I mean, this has taken a long time.
Yeah.
This is like a year ago now.
Well, that site's been cleared for a while, hasn't it? From
After TT last year, I think it was. So this is now just over a year since that all got first got put in. And they've now got approval for it. It's going to be KFC, I think, is nearest us.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks is going to be over by the gym and the tile centre there.
Because it's slightly healthier.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is one of them issues.
Gotta
where
get
it's
your coffee in before your workout.
In the summer, we'll just be there, like,
or your tiles.
Windows open. Windows open in the summer, you'd be like, "What is that?"
Yeah,
glorious
smell. I do go to that gym, so I can smell McDonald's. And when you're getting in, especially in the morning, like 6 o'clock sometimes, and you get like that whiff of hash brown, you're like, maybe I should just go to McDonald's instead. Who cares?
I wondered where you were going when you said "biff of hash."
So KFC, there were some, I presume to both, some objections, wasn't there?
Yeah, mostly objections were to KFC. Various reasons, really. Health reasons, but then as the planning committee pointed out, they don't actually have a policy on healthy planning applications.
Mm.
They can't decide what's a healthy application, which is probably quite reasonable. They're not doctors. And then you had the issue of Balcombe High School, actually, formally objected, which means that technically the Department for Education objected.
So were they rejecting because, well, the students are going to go down there and it's unhealthy? Or
essentially, yeah. And the head teacher made the point of, if only 10% of the students go every day, that's still 170 kids. And she went, now that's not going to happen every day. She's like, probably when it opens, there'll be a massive influx of kids going there.
But then you've also got to look at the fact that McDonald's already exists here. So
yeah, but
kids are still going.
Then there are elements, of course, which they said about, like, the issue of putting in safety for the kids coming down the road. Because you know what they're like, the kiddiewinks won't go over to Paul Rose Bridge and do the little crossing there.
Mm.
They'll go straight across the road like they do now, and to be fair, like I do as well, for crossing the road. But if you look at where McDonald's is, when they first put that in, there was no, you know, the little island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was no island there.
Yeah.
That was put in after because people were just crossing the road there.
Road safety, because it is humming down there, especially when it gets to, well, when work's finished.
Yeah, like,
I was going to say to you, it wasn't that crossing, one of the infamous ones we discussed in our Pelican Crossing episode, yes, which has gone down in podcast history. That one.
Yeah, that was
flashbacks. That was, yeah.
So Starbucks,
my PTSD.
What I love about this whole panic application is the third unnamed unit, which adds like another element of mystery.
It's
like,
mysterious. Big, it's like enigma.
A sinister lair sort of thing to it.
And it just your imagination just pops. What could it be?
Well, originally there was talk of being a dentist.
Oh.
But it's not. And then they said it could be a wholesaler.
Right.
But it now turns out that unit is going to be split in two.
Oh, so it's going to be two unspecific units.
Yeah. So
What do you guys want it to be?
That's a good question, Jess. What do you want it to be?
Put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
What have we got that you're jealous of when we go across?
Greg's?
Burger King?
Greg's.
That's a very good show.
Would they put another fast food unit in, though? They would dare,
Greg's isn't
it?
Fast food. It's Greg's quite is slow. For the many, not the few. And it's a fantastic place. When I was in London, it was the only place you can get nice tea, where they understand that you don't need to put half a gallon of milk in it.
I'll tell you what's also popular over the UK, when I was living over there for uni, was Smoo. This milkshake thing.
Chain. Yeah.
Something like that, maybe. But then, of course, you got Starbucks.
It's going to be more retail, I think, though.
Yeah, it looks like it's
retail.
Greg's is a good shout, but you can get Greg's on the island.
So I always
frozen sausage
rolls. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, you know, when you go to the bigger places in England, and there's those out of town retail units, and they all have a, there's like a Frankie and Benny's, there's a McDonald's, there's a Burger King, and then there's always the same set of shops. So I'm trying to think what some of them could be transferred to next door. Maybe like a home store, like, you know, like Next at Home or something like that.
Argos.
We've got an Argos.
Be pretty small Argos, actually. You know, because normally it's like, it's weird bingo where you wait for your stuff to come down the little bit. I don't know.
Take us back to the glory days of Littlewoods Extra. Town.
Oh, that was fantastic, wasn't it?
Famed.
Littlewoods and Index or something?
It was amazing.
Oh, it was
go in and just play on the pads, see what you can find. Yeah.
Just put in random numbers, see what come up.
Yeah.
Oh, this is neat,
Halcyon thing. Days, they were, Jess. You haven't lived since you've been out on a Saturday afternoon.
I feel like I've missed out.
It's where TK Maxx is now.
In fact,
I remember when they were doing that and they were bringing an escalator in, and it was a big thing on the island at the time that they were taking an escalator into TK Maxx. We were just like, I mean, we've seen escalators before, but this is something different. This
is alien.
When will we know what these unnamed units are?
Well, I don't know. The applicants didn't seem to know.
Right.
But we have got contact with them now, so we're looking at doing stuff as advances. But this may not be the end of the story.
Because I love a dramatic
there's
twist.
There's
more? There's always more. It turns out, well, it's not really a surprise, actually, but there could be an appeal.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, there could be an appeal. This is not over yet. Oh. It could still, you know, the residents,
twist in
the
this,
residents could
what?
Still wing it.
Right.
They could still pull it out.
Because there have been quite a few objections.
There have been a lot of objections.
So when is this appeal? How long do you get? Is it 30 days?
21 days 21 after days. The... date, so it would be 21 days after this past Monday, we'll know if there's an appeal. But I imagine there will be. What is problematic is the residents have not got interested person status, so they cannot appeal it. But the Department for Education, Sport and Culture does.
Right.
Along with the police and the Manx Utilities Authority for some reason. DESC has it for a couple of reasons. Mostly that the school complained and any government department which makes an objection to the planning application instantly can appeal anything. And also because they own the ball.
Yeah.
So it's within 20 metres. Technically, we could have put in an objection.
Right.
And we'd be treated as interested person status.
And then I think half of the sales staff wouldn't talk to us if we put an objection in. They are counting down the days till that.
What about
fried chicken?
What about you guys? I mean, Sam, I know.
Mate, Mighty Bucket for one with gravy, first day. I'd be barging them school kids out of the way.
Isn't Deputy Editor Jackie going to be buying you something?
Yeah, she said she would buy me a KFC the day it opens.
That's very kind of her.
How did that come about?
I can't remember.
You must have done her a favour somehow.
I don't know, but it's happened.
What about you, Andy? What about sports guys?
I'm not a massive fan of fast food. I enjoy it at Five Guys.
Their fries are amazing.
McDonald's, I always feel a bit sick after.
Yeah.
And then I'm more of a traditionalist, chippy, curry.
Yeah, I'm Chinese. So I had 6 years working at McDonald's. Going in there, it's like an American going back to NAM or something. Spent a lot of dark and dangerous nights in there.
But, yeah, I don't really... I'm one of those guys that likes the island not to be kind of... have all these chain restaurants coming in.
Coming over here with your healthy food choices.
Yeah.
Right, if you want to read more about that, it was on the page one of this week's Isle of Man Examiner, which is in shops now. And, of course, you can get online at iamtoday.co.im and look for the digital editions tab at the top of the page. Right, sticking with Manx food, well... sort of
just food maybe
in the very loosest terms. Manx meat is back at Tesco, Jess.
Yeah, it is.
Very exciting news that was this week when it broke on
news.
Thursday morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Thursday. And so it was the Isle of Man Meats who announced it, and if you go into Tesco now you will see a lovely aisle of Manx meats that are wrapped in this nice blue kind of packaging, which has the title "Make sure it's Manx,"
right.
And that includes whole and half shoulders of Manx lamb, beef roasting joints, and beef carvery joints, all homegrown here in the Isle of Man.
That's lovely, isn't it?
It is.
I do enjoy a trip to the butchers. So you can get it in Tesco as well. Even more the better for the Manx farmers.
Incredible.
As well.
Yeah, exactly. So it was Tim Baker, MHK, who's the chairman, and he says it's a game changer, and that it's gonna not only support the farmers here, but it's going to, well, maybe it's gonna have a good kind of trend over in the UK and get the name out a little bit more.
Well, we've seen how well Creamery have done with the cheeses. They're global now.
I mean, it's like someone said they found one in a random shop in France.
Right.
And
yeah, it does sell that around. I mean, Tesco in Liverpool sells Manx cheese.
Yeah,
like the big ones around 600
and
so
it wouldn't
why
be
not?
Why Manx meat as well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I've looked at archive stories about why, because it used to supply Manx meat, but apparently they just weren't very happy with the standard of the abattoir.
Mm.
Yeah, it went through a bit of a sticky patch, really, didn't they? They seem to have turned it around quite
well. That's right, they've said that they've hired quite a lot of like highly skilled people in the field. And they've turned that around in the last 18 months. This is what we've reported anyway in the Manx Independent.
So that's on page 8 of this week's Manx Independent. Good story, that.
Yeah,
good news story.
Yeah, and I think a lot of, I mean, Julie Blackburn for sure is very excited about it being food and farming.
Is it just
writer.
Beef? Or are they doing like sausages and that as well?
You said lamb then.
So lamb and beef at the moment, but there are talks and progress to have more. So I suppose it's just we're going to test out the field. I went down actually on the launch day. They had this chef cooking up a feast outside in the freezing cold. And he was offering like stews of beef and lamb. Of course, being a New Zealander, I went straight for the lamb. And it was really nice, yeah, it was really good.
That's the thing, I mean, at risk of going all Boris Johnson, Manx lamb is the best lamb in the world.
Oh.
It just is.
Oh, are you going to bite on that one? Yep. Yeah, there we go.
I have to disagree. But I do support the fact that you should buy locally, because, I mean, think of the air miles.
I know, think of the things
the furthest place in the world you can get lamb from.
Yeah, the things that come from New Zealand. We don't
what are you trying
more.
To say?
No.
Do you want to take this outside?
Yeah,
okay. Car park, let's go.
No, but also, you have the added thing of Manx Lockton. Manx Lockton is the nicest meat I've ever eaten in my life. It's gorgeous.
It is quite nice. But it's
no,
got
you
nothing
didn't.
On Kiwila, I just got to say that. Oh, but yeah, but that's the other thing, actually. You know, people who are, especially those who are very much in the environmental, you know, going out there doing the protests and stuff, they must be delighted with the fact that it's going to be cutting down those air miles,
and
it's all
vegans.
To do with sustainability.
Are a lot of them people vegans?
Well,
I think probably you might not be stereotyping there. Yeah,
you can't stereotype.
You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel.
A sports story this week is about another Manx person, hopefully doing well on the world stage, and it's Tom Gandy, who is a golfer out of Rowney Golf Club down in Port Erin. He is on the cusp of qualifying for the European Tour next year, which is the European Tour, is where the likes of Rory McIlroy and such professionals, my mind's gone blank for professional golfers.
Ian Poulter,
Justin Rose. Yeah.
Tiger
Woods.
McIlroy.
But obviously, they make their money on that sort of tour. So Tom is on the qualifying. He's got a tournament this weekend, as we speak, in Spain. If he does well in that, he could be amongst them, rubbing shoulders with them in the clubhouses around Europe next season.
Big news.
It's all on Sky Sports, actually, this week. So if you want to follow his progress, follow that on Sky Sports this weekend.
I hope he beats Shooting McGavin in the last round.
We, of course, had the story summarising how he's got there in this week's Manx Independent. And, of course, we'll be covering in the Isle of Man Examiner next week and Manx Independent. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get Tom on the European Tour, because that would be fantastic, and a great promotion for the Isle of Man as well, because he always carries his Manx flag with pride, does Tom. Keep an eye on that this week.
Get another podcast.
We should do it, yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't qualify for yours, but qualify for
us. He would qualify for this one. Disco Dave's big friends with Tom, and they often exchange electronic memoirs.
Golfing tips.
Golfing tips. Yeah. Dave Sego. Wouldn't have used the 4-iron there, mate.
No
idea what I'm talking about. I only understand crazy golf with the little Wimble and stuff, you know.
Oh, I'm terrible at golf. I tried down at Mount Murray's and I couldn't hit the ball.
Mount Murray's.
Sorry, Mount Murray.
hit the ball.
I went to driving range and not even fell off. So
Hang on. You fell off a driving range.
That's quite a drop.
I went to do the Happy Gilmore thing and just went.
Had you been drinking?
On the second floor.
Yeah,
that's like a 10-foot floor.
Were you okay?
It was grass. It was fine.
Did you break anything?
No, it was all right.
Had you been drinking?
Yeah. It just went really badly. Basically, I wasn't going too well. One of the lads went, "Why don't you try Happy Gilmore?" in it, so I ran up to it and that missed. I just kept going.
Wowzers. Gosh. Was there other people there? Can I just imagine the person on the lower deck just about to absolutely crack it, and you suddenly drop into their vision, get up, dust yourself down, light up a tab, and then walk off. Was it something like that?
Not quite, because when I fell, I sort of like grabbed onto the end of the railing thing on my bit. So I didn't.
Just do it absolutely.
So I slowed myself down, and I didn't fall straight down. So I held on to it, sort of, then let go, just sort of dropped down. So I landed, like, stood up and that.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
I wasn't allowed to go finish. I wasn't allowed to finish my round.
I was not expecting that story.
I've never heard of that, of someone falling off a driving range. I didn't think it was a common thing, but obviously.
I don't think it is. I mean, the course professional wasn't too pleased either.
I can imagine, yeah.
Wow.
So right. I left golf there and just moved on to crazy golf.
I can understand why, because it's all on the same level.
You've got to take it back a notch, I think. Yeah.
You say that, I once fell off the lighthouse at Oncombe Park. Because it was when I was working there, and we were messing about, and I tried climbing up at something, and I got to the top and just fell over.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't climb anything.
Golf. Yeah, just avoid golf.
And heights.
Right, Sam, it's time, as always, to look back nostalgically through our archives to the 1949 this week for This Week in History, and it's the Mona's Herald front page from Tuesday, November 15th of 1949, as I said. Lots of stories on this front page. They didn't like a picture back then, did they?
No, they did not. But there's plenty of things on it. There is what I like, actually, is for the time of it, it actually has stories on the front page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It even says official notices 4 and 6.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So, what do we have to start with? Let's go for Jailbreaker.
Okay, go on in.
So, this was Raymond Henry Spicer, a 20-year-old native of Lewisham, who was recaptured on Saturday morning when he was found by Sergeant Quine in a hayloft at the factory lands in Maloo. He'd escaped from the working party at the prison at about 10 past 5 on a Thursday, climbed up a drain spout, crawled along the top of a dividing wall, and then climbed down again.
Wow. Jumping down into the ground, joining Duke's Road. He stole a car from outside, cracked up at a hotel. That's a pretty... That's so a bit of a hike up the mountain.
Yeah, it's good going.
But that was on Friday, so he'd laid low on Thursday evening. And then on Friday, he'd gone up to Cregna Bar and stolen a car and was recaptured after that car being found abandoned near Ballasalets. Then he'd gone to Maloo. He'd had no food during his 45 hours of liberty.
How? I would die.
I was just reading this. So in 1946, this gentleman had escaped while on remand at Hendon.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I like this, at liberty for 1 month. In June this year, so this is a few months before he was done here, he escaped from Sherwood, Borstal. Then he came to the island and worked for a period in a laundry and a photographic studio. He broke into the studio and then was arrested on Prince's Landing Stage at Liverpool after a chase by members of Liverpool's CID.
He sounds like a very colourful character.
He does, yeah.
Maybe
with a last name like that.
The inspiration for Prison Break, was this fella.
Could be.
James... Raymond Henry Spicer.
It's a great name, that.
Raymond Henry Spicer.
Spicy thought.
Talking of police and criminal records...
Yeah, I thought we might get to this.
Well, yes. So, Sam, your grandfather, isn't it?
Yes.
Features on the front page... For being pilfering from the steam packet.
Yep, there was
something to be proud of.
Pilfering from steam packet ships had reached such a high percentage that they had to ask for the police, said Mr. Fletcher Anderson, who was goods manager for the company. And what happened was, they'd been unloading the SS Peveril, and they took some gentlemen took a load of things from it. 56 workmen were rounded up, and 18 of them who had been working were separated from the others and searched. So what they did was they threw some of the stuff into the harbour.
Oh my goodness.
To hide the fact that they had it. However, a certain William Robert Turton of Heather Crescent in Pulrose was charged with receiving one electric light bulb, well knowing it to have been stolen.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know, he actually says...
How long did he get in the clink? Here we go. Received a 40-watt electrical bulb marked UC from the defendant Turton when he was searched at the office. After being cautioned, Turton replied, "I didn't steal it. I got it from another man." Classic. "I wouldn't let that man down because I did. If I did, he'd be charged with stealing." Oh, covering for his mates.
Well, even then, snitches got stitches. So.
Is this a story that sometimes comes back at like Christmas time or?
No, I've never heard about this.
Really?
I haven't asked my dad about this yet. I'd never heard about this until I found this. Because obviously I go looking for the archives to find this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this was this week's one. And it was only when I was reading through it, I went, wait a minute.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Anything else catch your eye, Jess?
Well, there's some... That would probably take like the note down because there's a few sad stories in here. So there's one here: fireman killed on Manx cargo steamer. He was thrown on top of the engine. So the verdict of accidental death was returned yesterday at Liverpool at an inquest. A fireman employed by the Ramsey steamship, who was killed in the early hours of Saturday morning aboard the Ben G, sailing out of Preston. So that was. Pretty sad news there too.
That is lighting up times.
Lighting up times, I believe, is when you had to put your lights on if you had your car owner.
Oh wow, that's that cool. Sense.
I'm pretty sure.
I like this bit. I think it's an advert. So this week's special values: 12 whole mince pie tins.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, a cocoa doormats.
18-piece China tea sets.
And they have a good stock of hardware, China paints, for the household trade. So that's Bonton Stores. I remember Bonton Stores. They were there, I think, when I was little.
Farrant Street in Douglas.
Cinema shoes.
What's that?
They combine comfort and style. Made in Norwich by Craftsman. Get yourself to WG Kermode for cinema shoes.
What else? There's a couple on the top, actually, I quite like. The Manx Tobaccos. Cake, cut and twist. For fancy tobaccos and cigarettes supplied, which is marvellous, and the winter overcoats.
But did you see the one of the styles? An Ulster. What's an Ulster coat?
Objectionable. Which also has a raglan, which I believe bought its way up to where it's now sitting.
Oh, Boom. Not far today.
I would be if I could actually remember his title. Captain...
Was it and then the final... The other ad on the front page, there's a couple more. There's RC Canes. They're doing their Christmas ad for furnishing fabrics, city and chair covers. You don't see covers for these cities anymore, do you
remember? My grandma
had like plastic.
Yeah, awful stuff.
You get feel really sweaty in it.
Yeah.
And the other ad is for Davies Garage, the New Hillman Minx... Magnificent is the headline in that. Lighter in weight, independent front suspension, unique driving control and vision, OptiCurve windscreen. Ooh, someone's
fancy.
Doing well. Bench type front seat, proved synchromatic gear control. Mm. I want one now.
Yeah.
It's actually quite a nice looking car.
It's very slick.
So that was the Hillman Minx. I think for you car fans out there,
I think Katie would have loved the adverts in this one, but still being disappointed about you know Sefton not having its little
Sefton. We're not in the '50s where Sefton were big players.
You can tell we've gone right back. There's only two digits in the phone number.
Yeah, and you see it was the Motor Herald in its 117th year of publication.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. Cost you a whopping 2 pence back in the day.
Steady on.
Right, let's move on now. Unfortunately, because she's not here, we've got no Manx word of the week. And therefore, no Anglo Manx to tease you with. You know,
we've had some crackers
in the last few
her.
Weeks. Yeah, and she is the linguist amongst us, isn't she?
Oh yeah.
I'm glad because it went a bit Yorkshireish last week.
I heard that. Did, it was very funny. You couldn't do a Manx
accent
for a toffee, could you?
No.
It sounded like Michael Parkinson. It was
I know. I went a bit Parkinson.
Yeah, but you couldn't shake it.
You couldn't channel your inner John Madrigal.
Literally, I was sat here going. Not too bad. Not too bad. And then I'd speak.
Bye for now.
I'd speak and it would come out as so. If you're one of those people our age, but
yeah,
you know.
So we don't have to suffer then again this week because there is no Manx over the week. But hopefully Kate will be back next week. She's not jetting off anywhere again, is she soon?
Probably.
Yeah, but she'll be back with her Manx next week. She may we get her to do two Manx over the week because you've missed one.
Oh yeah, I think that's should definitely be done.
Jess, what's going on next week?
We've really discussed a lot of awards for excellence pieces. I'm also working on, the Vox Pop, the public opinion piece, is about whether or not we should have MOTs introduced there.
Bet you got some interesting answers to that one.
Well, actually, I don't want to spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
I don't want to spoil it. Nah. Well, you have to read the Examiner on Tuesday.
Did you know that Mott has a different meaning?
Oh. Well, I did, but I wasn't going to bring it up.
I said MOTs.
Yeah, no, but have a look. It's interesting.
I'm not going to do that.
Don't do
it. I don't want my Google search history looking a bit scabby.
It turns out the three people in the office knew what it meant. All right. None of them decided to tell us.
So, apart from Googling Mott, what are you be doing next week?
What have I got on? I've just got awards for excellent stuff. I've forgotten what I was writing half an hour ago. So that's...
Yeah, no.
It's remarkable. In the 25 minutes we've been doing this podcast, you've got even more dishevelled. it's like you're slowly fading before my eyes. Yeah. It's like when in what was it, Quantum Leap, and they used to alter something, and that person was then disappeared because they altered a timeline, you're sort of like slowly
fading, going into grey.
What have I got on? Stuff I've got on, what have I got on?
Yeah, I just do.
There's loads of stuff, there's so much I can't even think of what to tell you. Buy the paper, there's loads of stuff in it.
You'll find out. It's an enigma,
if
guys.
If that's not...
Selling
not
it.
Going to get you to buy the Examiner, I don't know what will. Yeah. Right, if you want to get in touch with us out of the week, find out if Sam's still here. Please do send us a message.
He's faded into oblivion.
IOM News Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. We're across both of their mediums all the time. If you want to read one of the digital editions and find out what Sam has actually been doing, apart from Googling Mott, please go on to iamtoday.co.im and click on Digital Editions tab. Please send us postcards as Danielle did this week. I heard the one from America. That was very exciting, wasn't it?
Great.
I'd love to have more postcards.
We wanted her to reply because we had so many questions. So if she's out there, she's out there, obviously. But please get in contact with
us. That was a bit Titanic. Is anybody out there?
If you do want to send us a postcard, please do write to IOM News Podcast Team, IOM Newspapers, European House, Peel Road, Douglas, IM1 5ED. Last week you did it in sync. I love that.
We loved it too. It was so... We didn't even plan that.
No, it just happened.
Organic. Lovely. Oh,
so good.
Yeah, so please do send in your postcards. We love to hear where you've been on holiday, or even if you've been away for a funeral, send us a postcard. Or
even if you've been to, like, Derby, just send us one.
Well, you're going to encourage local postcards now?
Yeah, I think that...
So we're going to take it up a notch?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Where have you been in the Isle of Man?
Send us a postcard.
Oh, yeah.
I try not to go too far south of the parish.
Why? It's great down there.
I don't like the surf.
You need to be educated.
Once again, just like to apologise for the standard of this week's podcast. Not only were we missing Katie, but these two are very hungover and I'm...
Hey, I only had a couple of drinks, I'll have you know.
That's concerning. At least I have the excuse of I'm happy to admit I had a lot to drink.
It's just overall tiredness.
Yeah. It's probably not going to be our best received this one, is it?
No.
I don't know.
Apologies, guys. If you've made it this far, well done.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Clearly ooze stamina if you've made it.
Congratulate
this
yourself
far.
By buying an examiner.
Right, until next week.
Bye for now.